Okay. How's everybody? Okay, Rosa, it's good to see you all.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're doing the packet of Efshel Sochto, packet 16. And we were discussing the stira in the Shulchan Aruch. If one could, if one has a blia of Isser, and it's not batal, so you say you have a potato that has not, it was cooked together with non-kosher meatball. Now there's time of the meatball in the potato. There was no shishim. So the potato is osir. Now the question is, you cook the potato, say, with something else, with, say, a vat of rice, corn, and there's shishim. There definitely is shishim, right? So will that now make, will we say now that the time of the plia in the potato will go out into the corn and be batel, and now the potato should become mutter, or not? So on one hand, if you say chatich anas as the vela, so the potato is not as the veil. The whole thing is usher. So you can't, the whole thing became, even the Dover Mutter became usher. So the veil is not going to become Mutter. But if you hold that you don't take Chatich and Nas as the veil, which I assume like Rabbeinu Ephraim, will it become Mutter? So the Rashba says no. Even if you hold Chatich and Nas as the veil, even if you don't hold Chatich and Nas as the veil, which I assume, it still will become. It'll still not become mutter. Why? Because, so the Rashba says, because we can't know for sure that everything is going to come out, or enough that's going to come out that's going to be buckled. And it says, and if they would be able to assure that, then it says Hagala Ba'ochlin. Because, right, there would be Hagala Ba'ochlin, and we know there is no Hagala Ba'ochlin. So we saw there was a machloikas. There was two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, one in Tzadi Bey's Dalet and one Kuf of Aleph, whether the Chaticha becomes Mutter or not. And the Mechaber says in Tzadi Bey's that it will become Mutter, and the Mechaber in Kuf Vav says not. So this is a real stira. So we saw the Be'er HaGolah says that he changed his mind. That's what he first says. Then he says that Tzadi Beis is Midaraisa, and then Kuvav, the Midaraisa, we could assume would come out. Kuvav is a Sukumar Midrabanan. And then we saw the Shach. And the Shach says that no, the reason why it's mutter is not because it comes out, because the case was that it was disarrayed with other chatichas. So the potato now is disarrayed with other chatichas, so it's going to become usher, and it's not considered a chaticha ruinous kabed because it's not an iser machmas atzvo, and that's why it is mutter. But in a chanami, if there would be just one potato that's at the end, then that will maintain its iser, because like the Rashba said. However, there are a couple of more terutzim for this kasha. A couple of more terutzim. So the placey, the halak of placey, gives another terutz. Page 14. Going over to page 15. Let's see what he says. Achronim hikshu. The kamansim kuvav posak amchaber mikomoka machaticha asura. So what's the answer? So he says like this. There's a chiluk between Kuvav and Tzadi Beis. That in other words, in Kuvav, perhaps it's talking about Mimsheinu Minum. So if it's Mimsheinu Minum, so then that's a din of Tam Kikar, that's a din Daraisa. And then we have to be Machmir, because we can't assume everything came out. But in Tzadi Beis, it's Mimba Minum. Right? Tzadi Beis is like Chaylev and Basar. Right, that was the case. You have Chaylev, Zayis Chaylev in the Basar, and assuming Chaylev and Basar is considered like the strong point that has Mimba Minum. So when it's a Shaylev, so therefore you only need Shishim Midrabanan. So it's a suffix whether it actually comes out or not. So in Kuvav, perhaps it's a min b'shein amino, it's a deraisa situation. So we have to say suffix l'chumra. And in Tzadi Beis, it's a drabanon situation because it's kalev and basar, which is considered min b'mino. So b'mela, that's what, so in one case. The question is, does it actually physically come out? So it's just, I don't know for sure. So if it's a shiloh v'darabbanon, it's something darabbanon l'kulam. Shiloh v'daraisa, then not. That was the placing. And then the prima gadim, sifse das, also makes a chiluk between b'min b'mino and b'min b'she'ino mino. But just the opposite. Just the opposite direction. So as the place he says that Tzadi Beis we go l'chula is b'minu. So Kavav we go l'chuma is b'mshayinu minu. The Prima Gadim says just the opposite. Just the opposite. He says Lashon Docha Bechil Yichatir Adas Zveil etc. Beis Shalom Edikan Chela B'basar Einu Minu Eshel Adei Tu'imu. That's because in other words, he says chelo basa. That's min b'shein amino. So what's the chiluk? So if it's min b'shein amino, then you can get a goy. Let's see, get a goy to taste it. Chelo basa in amino. Efshar al detima. Well, come on, b'mino. So he says that just the opposite. In other words, if it's bimbimino, so you won't be able, so you have to be machmir because you won't be able to taste it if the tam is there. But if you want to know the potato, is the potato, Osir, there was the potato had a bliya of isser, and now you cook the potato with something else. So did the bliya come out or not? I don't know. So taste it. You get a going to taste it. So that's why he says Bafka Bambino is more chomer because you won't be able to taste it. So then you have to be mach. That's the terror to the Prima Gadol. And then he discusses also that this, the McCrone pointed out, this whole discussion is only if you hold like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so now says the Vela, so that it's going to be for sure awesome. Okay, so that is the story. Okay. So now we go to another interesting Shiloh. And that is the Tshuva of the Maram Lublin. Maram Lublin is the Maram, the bottom of the Marsha. The back of the Gemara. He's famous for his commentary on the but he wrote tshuvas as well. You know, all the achronim. It's interesting. Like Rashi is known for his perush on the Torah, on the Gemara, but there's also tshuvas from Rashi. In the Maram Lublin, he's known for his perush on Tosfos and Rashi. Right? Those are tshuvas from the Maram Lublin. So the Maram Lublin has a fame. Bez Hashem, we're going to need the next year. There's a famous tshuva from the Maram Lublin on Nida that he wrote to the Shalach HaKadosh. So, but what is the shaila here? Take a look on page 17. Vazoy. Shail Chavches. Hashem Yitav Lach HaKsiva V'Hasima. Okay. The Eves HaPnai. Right. Everyone has to say. We don't have any time. Right. We have to go. Eves HaPnai. We don't have time. Retirdas Hayoim. Hatoiv. Hayom Hanora. I guess it's. You know, he's writing this around the time of Shani of Kippur. That's why he says, Itav Lach HaKsiva V'Hasima. He says, so we don't have so much time now. It's the Yom Darayim. Makeshi Mitzorah al Dover Sheshalva Mashalva al Botzel Shenechtach Pesachin Shal Boser. Say somebody had an onion. He had an onion and he cut the onion with a fleshik knife. Okay, so now the onion is considered fleshik, which is a Dover Charif. The nosna also the tashil shalcholof, and he took that onion and he put it to face in a cheese omelet. Okay? Some people have onion omelets, some people have cheese omelets, some people have cheese and onion. Okay? I was at a place in the mountains yesterday. They asked me, what do you want on your omelet? Nothing, plain omelet. Good. Plain omelet. So, but here he has an onion and cheese. So the shaila is now it's a basar b'chalav, right? Because the onion is sleishik from the knife, and he put it in a milchik omelet. So now it's going to be big problems here. Abotzel shenechta b'chesachin shal basar b'nosu also the tavshil shal chalav. So the tavshil has shishim connected to the onion. But so what's over here? In other words, we have fleshik onion. And the whole tafshil is milchik. And the shishim. But if you're going to eat the batzel, or the batzel has fleishik in it, also has milchik in it. So if you would eat this onion, this onion omelet, a milchik onion omelet with this, it doesn't have to be cheese, but your stomach has milk in it. An onion omelet that was, and the witch would call it the omelet was cooked, the omelet was cut with a fleshic knife. So, and it's bad. You can see the onion. So, l'chora, that onion might be basar b'chalav because there's a blea of milk in the onion and there's also basar in the onion. So the shail is, so what's the story with this omelet? And it's very, and I mean, Cron writes in his notes, it's very difficult to remove the onions. So what's the story? Is there any head to eat this omelet? Or is this mamish a violation of Basar B'chalav? So he says like this. Tshuva, da ahuvi.
שאנו תמלון שאין מצליחים שיש מנגד כל הבוצו, כי נגד מוקר מסקין שנוגע בבוצו.
He says, when you cut this onion, so the whole onion doesn't become fleshic, right? Because it's where the knife hit, right? Where the knife hits, it's not going to be a blia bikulo, so, right? So there's going to be parts of it that have a blia of basar. Tana as anu mosharim neged habatzel. The kolponim hatam shenichnu tesachim toch habatzel yevshal yos yosim mehabatzel. Shasakin gadol meod sof dover she hatoch hasaki habatzel b'sakin shal basar shu heter b'shach lo mishabatzel nasis devel v'chaticha d'isura. So he says, follow. When you cut an onion with a fleshic knife, so there's no idea of chaticha nasas tevela by milchus of fleshics. Chaticha nasas tevela is only by isur. If you have a treif knife, so then there's a isur, so then the whole chaticha is nasas tevela. But if it's just fleshic, there's no such thing as nasas tevela by fleshics. So perhaps the meat, time of meat that went into the onion will go out, the gamre, into the rest of the tafsha. And be bottled the rest of the tafsha. Because he says, because the chach sheish mikdei shalchol of shishim levatel tam habosar balum butzel tavsha habotzel muta afupi shalonim kav nisam mechrin sarach lahafrisha. But if you chachal butzel basachin shal akum. But if you use the treif knife and you cut the onion with a treif knife, as kadena tila me'abotzel lining over a bed, so nas is nevela, ratichi yisura, cut the dach dach as kol. So if you cut the whole thing up, the whole thing is now treif, and treif is nas and nevela. So therefore you need shishim kineged the whole botzel. But the butzel itself will never become mutter because Efshel Sochto is Osir. Efshel Sochto is Osir. And the Chaticha, as like the Muhammad says in Kuvav, the Chaticha remains Issa. See, he's saying that if you use just a fleshic knife, so then there'll be a blia, but that blia can come out. That blia can come out and go into the rest of the tafshil and be bottle. And then it'll be mutter. But if you use a treif knife, then it's going to be aser.
Rabbi, the treif knife case would only be aser if you held like a benu tam, right?
Right. The treif knife is also if you hold
like a benu tam. I guess depends how it's treif.
Right. If you hold like a benu tam, it's the veil.
Could we say that this Maharam sounds like it's against this Chutra Bikiva Eger that we saw earlier? Because Bikiva Eger was talking about Bittol for Pasa B'chalav, and his raya against his whole lamdas was where he brought the Ramah where milk went in water, and then that water went into Tavshil, Shel Basar.
Right. But so, before we take your question, one second, I'm going to take
okay.
Let's just see how this Ramah, this Shuvah's Maram, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see where that is in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Page 18. The Tzalim or Yerachal Shabluim be Basar. They have a Bli of Basar. Bishlam, because they were for Levis, if you do come with Bosa Balub, so we are in some Shishim, they'll get negative Bosa. You only need Shishim to get the Bosa, not to get the whole Khatib. The whole Shaykh Loma Khatib has his veil over then Kulu Hetter. And in Sarah Lashai Rak and Negative Mashabola. Kocha came to Deir Shachal, Shabashal Babayim, etc. So he says that there's no chatichanas is the veil here, because it's not the veil, it's us. It's Dover Heter. Look in the shaft on the bottom, Chav Gimel, page 18. Nearly the law seem of Fuki Shari Sur, because really the law mean of chatichanas is the veil of Shari Sur. Right? And also the Fuki Bissolom, Shay Bluim, Kulam, Mechalom, Shechalbo. Shabbalo achachak basa. Osagi b'shishim neged abasa. We don't time lo holy surim chatika nas as veilat. Gein davke b'lumi basa din of achachi. Tosim shuvs maram lo blindim. Shishim neged abasa b'lub b'batzel. As acha batzel mutar achal pi. Achal pi. Shalom nimtem nismach. Nimtem chafisho. So he quotes the Maram Lublin right here. That if it's only Basar, so it's not Nasas Levela, so the Batzel is Fleshik, but as soon as it goes into the Tafshil, it comes out. And then it'll be bottled the rest of the tafshim. Right? And you don't say that's the Vela by Dover Heter. So even if you're going to say, see, Shach says, according to the Mechaber, that you don't say Nasas the Vela, so for sure it's okay. But the question is, even the Ramah says that you do say Nasas the Vela by Shari Surim, but that's by an Issa. Here's not even an Issa. Here it's just Fleishik. So the Vela, it's just Fleishik, so then the whole Fleishik comes out. That's it. But what's the problem with this Shuvas Maram Lublin? So Mickey Vager points out the problem is the following. Because the Rashba, the Tshuva, says even if you don't hold Nasa, even if something that's not Nasa is the Vela, we can't assume that it comes out. Right? So the Tshuva's Rashba Shita was that even if something is not Nasa is the Vela, because you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, so but you can't assume that the Bli ever comes out. So then when the Batzel has a blia of fleishik in it, So what right do we have to assume that all the fleisha came out of the milch and it's batel? Maybe the fleisha stays in the onion, and then the milch will go into the onion, and there'll be a basar b'chalav in the onion. He says, "Aval ma hesef." Page 20. The lishna derashma b'tshuva, v'chein lishna daram. Mashmal hedi. The in yodim shenispasha the isu b'shavet. The efshar the harbe nishar b'socho. The pashut the chaticha shabala hachalav and ispashal mecheres yish yishim kineged hachalav otzia chaticha b'vedem. The nafal l'kdei racheres the osiv l'amrin the b'vishal echad nischat isil kulam b'shavet. The nishar b'socho rag mashu v'ino osiv l'kdei racheres. Elavade the chashidin shenishar bo harbe. So what do you say to that? So he says that what? You don't know. Hashem Yareinai. Emes time lo yadana. Mada ter bolo b'bakso b'tavlin b'parim. Emes time lo yadana Hashem Yareinai. So he leaves it like Rabbi Kron pointed out his notes, and leaves it with Tzarchim. Because you have to assume that that the whole thing doesn't come out. So what right do you have to assume that the Batzel, all the flesh from the palm of the Batzel came out into the Cholov and his Batzel, and now the Aram Lublin's pshat was that you could eat the omelet. Because when the omelet was cooked with the onions, and the onions were cut by a fleishik knife, so the onions became fleishik. And now they're in the tafshil, which is milk. And it all comes out. But who says it's all going to come out? We never could assume that it all comes out. But that's the Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Doesn't have a terrace. I don't know. It's good cash. So, yeah. Now, Ellie, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I was saying that the Maharam Lublin is against a different Rabbi Kivega that we saw.
The Reish Zion Rabbi Kivega.
Yeah, the one. That was talking about the keva,
right.
How we can make cheese. Because that Rabbi Kivega was saying, how can we ever make cheese even if you have a keva?
Right.
Shell? Yeah, because they involve this lechatchila. So Rabbi Kivega gave this whole lumdus that you can't have bittul by basar b'chalav, right? And he quoted the Tosfos and the Rush. With Kilayim. There's no real bittul. And then because of the case of the Ramah. But the case of the Ramah was the case of where you had heter, where you had milk that got dissolved in water, and then that water got dissolved in meat, right?
Yeah.
And Rabbi Kivega said, we see from that case.
That only because it was first dissolved in the water is it good.
Yeah. All right, let me just think.
So, why is that a problem with this?
Because. Isn't that a case where you just have heter legamre?
In other words, we have a case that something is fleishik, or has a bli of fleishik, the onions, and now they go into a milchik. But it's only it's a blia. It's a blia. So we say that it, and we're not saying that it happened with Chatfila. It just somehow it got in. Or he did a Peshogeg or something like that, that it got in. Whereas in the whole case of Maram Zavli, you can say, oh, is it that Mabayim Bavata Nesel of Chatfila? So he says, It could be there. Here he just did it for Shogi.
I don't know. No, it might not be. You're right. It might not really.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to think about it a little more.
Okay. Now there's an Aruch HaShulchan. I have it. It's a phone's notes. I don't know. If it is a packet, I'm sure. But the Aruch HaShulchan also speaks about the Stira and the Mechaber. So he writes, Efshel Shtafka means maybe. So therefore you have to be a machmir. So when Tzadi Beis, we don't say Chana Mishari Surim, we'll be machmir. Because from the perspective, from the concept of Chanan, if there's no Chanan, it'll be but. If for Vav, in other words, he's saying in Tzadi Beis, he's saying in theory, it should be mutter, because we don't say Chana. And in Kuvav, as Lamaisa, it's going to be awesome because we're machmir that it doesn't go out. But in Tzadi Beis, he's just saying, in theory, it's mutter, because we don't say Chana. Technically, it still might be awesome, so you don't know how much. And in Kuvav, he's saying, well, the Maisa, the Choshish, that it didn't come out. One is speaking from the perspective of Hanan. Tzadi Beis is just saying from the perspective of Hanan, the Chatik is going to be Mutter. And Kuvav is saying, but you have to look at it from another perspective. And that's the Maisa might not all come out. So from that perspective, it's going to be awesome. Because the Rashba's word of Kufav is just a Matzias thing. It's not a halachic thing. And you can't know for sure that everything came out of the potato. You have a potato that was cooked with a tray of meatball. You don't have shisha, the potato's aser. Now the potato is cooked with corn, big vat of corn. We're saying, well, the potato, you still can't eat the potato. That's a wine tiny basis taking. It's mutter. You're saying it's mutter only from the perspective that we're not saying Hanan, and therefore in theory it could be mutter. Before he's saying, but the Messias is not mutter. That's another possible way of answering the Stira. Because the Russian in Tzadi Beis, was he's speaking about Chanan. Tzadi Beis is about Chanan. So he's saying, well, we don't say Chanan Mishari Surim, so Chatik is Mutter. And it comes off saying, well, but the Rashba is still Choshish that even though we didn't say Chanan, because who says that the Bliya will fully come out? So from Tzadi Beis, he's saying from a theoretical perspective that we're not saying Chanan Mishari Surim. And the Kuvav, he's saying, but the reality is, that even though we don't say Hanan, but in the Metzias, it might not come out. So Lamaisa, he's saying you have to be Machmir, Lamaisa. In Tzadi Beis, he's just saying, in theory, it's Mutter, because you don't say Hanan. So the answer to the stira is one is talking, because Tzadi Beis, he's talking about you do say Chanan, you don't say Chanan, so he says you don't say Chanan, so therefore it could be Mutter. It could be Mutter. It's a little bit strange. I mean, what Muhammad doesn't usually speak about theory. Allah has it. Mutter is an asr. Theory could
it's
be Mutter.
It's similar to the Be'er Hagola.
What?
It's similar to the Be'er Hagola.
Yeah, it's similar to the Be'er Hagola, but from the. Well, Be'er Hagola is just saying either he was Chazaba or. Or the other thing that he said. What? What? The Rice versus the Rabban. Be'er Hagola is just saying, no, he's just Chazaba. Here he's just saying he's speaking from different perspectives. I don't know what to tell you. And in page 21 and page 22, I have Rabbi Konigsberg's Sefer from Shaul Salveitchik that he says, Ein bittul ol betchilas ataruvus. That you saw, that bittul has to be at the very beginning. So therefore, that's why Efshel Sof has to be Osir, because it wasn't bottled right away. So I told you, I was never a big believer in that, in this whole, that alumnus. So I don't think that's what the Rash was saying. I'm not saying alumnus. See, Rav Salveitchik wouldn't be soivel anything as the tzias, balabatish, you know. Everything had to be alumnus. So he says that said, no, it doesn't come out. But so, of course, so the Pasha Pran is maybe it didn't come out enough. He's saying, no, it's a din aim that if it's not bottled right away, when I'm created Tarovis, then it's never going to be bottled. In a different way, no gamer. Actually, special time Instagram. Case is for shishim had to get in the bottle. They can't buy any bottle. But there is a shame that he holds bottle that should be an extra. Should they bid on the kill Sataruvs? I don't know. I never was sold on that. It never was sold on that. That's not the simple shot of what the Rashba says. It's a din. Ain't bit oil kills the robots. But see, they have to be chashish, but the whole thing didn't come out. And still don't have shishim connected. That's not a din. Din. Ain't bit oil kills the robots. I told you that when we quoted this previously. So I'm saying it again. Here again. Okay, that is the packet 16. Okay, the next packet, I'll just start it a little bit because it's in other words, it's about Tipas Cholov Shenofla Ala Kedera. In other words, usually the Tipas Cholov falls in the pot. What if it didn't fall in the pot, it fall on the side of the pot? How does that, and so there's a whole discussion here. I'll just tell over very quickly. We'll rush it properly now and tomorrow, Bez Hashem. If the smag shita is
the Rebbe. Yeah. Going back to that other Ramah that we quoted before, that seems to be a raya for the Maharam Lublin. Right, the fact that the Rama says that if milk gets dissolved in water,
milk it gets bottled in water, so it's bottled. And now we can put it in the other to the
right, and we don't say that the whole milk becomes aser.
Right.
Are you saying over there the water has shishim, so it might be, yeah. So it's different in this case.
Right.
Okay. So.
Okay. So the question is, when the tipas challah falls on the fleshic pot from the outside, maybe it's a hot pot, and then now the milk is going to go around the whole pot. And you're going to say Hanan. And then you're going to have to be shark and egg of the whole kli. There's a whole kli now. Is what it's going to be. It's going to be what? It's going to be bosom chol. Because it's a fleshic pot. So there's fleshic bli and it's ben yomo. Then you have a chulin, fleshic chulin. That's cooking in the pot. And then a piece of, and you were taking some milk, we're eating ice cream on Friday. And I had some little ice cream, like on Friday, we were in the mountains, I bought the kids ice cream. But the kids were shopping with my wife, so we were holding all these ice cream cones, but they start to melt, it's not to drip. So luckily, I didn't have any fleshic pot near me when I was by the ice cream store. But if I would have had a fleshic pot and I'm holding all these cones and it's starting to drip. So you can have a tipas challah that falls on the side of the kederah. And then that tipas challah, since it's hot, will be miskashed in the whole kederah. And the whole kederah now is a tipas challah. And therefore, you would need shishim, and then that tipas challah will go into the cholent. And now you have a basam chalav going to cholent. You don't have a shishim connected to the basam chalav. So that's the smart shita. If a tipas chalav falls on the outside of a pot, it makes the whole pot, in the outside, basam chalav, because there's bli of basar in the fleshic pot. Then the milk, the tipas chalav falls, and the whole thing is basam chalav. And now all that buzz of a cholov is now going to go into the pot and answer the whole chulk, the whole flesh of chulk. That's a smart sheet. That's a smart sheet. And the smack was a sefer mitzvahs gadol. I told you what I heard from Rav Yosef Winevsky. He was a blind rav. He lived here in Washington Heights. He was a Talmud. Rav Salvation, he was a Talmud of Rav Gershon Zaks. Rav Gershon Zaks was the Chofetz Chaim's grandson. Rav Gershon used to give a shiur on Sundays. Sunday, like late afternoon, at Borough Park. And there were a lot of London used to go to the shiur. Rav Yitzhwersky used to go, and Rav Yenach, and Rav Yitzhak Cohen. There was a whole chevra that used to go to the shiur on Sundays, Rav Gershon Zaks' shiur. A lot of London used to go. And Rabbi Winevsky told me that Gershon Zaks used to say over that in Rad, on Simchas Torah, if there were not enough Sifrei Torah to dance, they would give out the smock. That you could dance with the smock. I guess they had a couple of copies of the smock. The smock is what has the whole entire mitzvahs. Most of us don't even own a smog. So, apparently in Rad, they had smogs to give around at Simchas Torah to dance with the smog. Okay.
Rabbi, quick question. Rabbi, is it true that the smog has the mitzvot of Hanukkah and Purim in the minyan of Taryag?
Yeah, so that's the Hanukkah Purim. That's the Bahag. No, that's the Bahag. Right.
Oh, it's the Bahag, not the Smog. Sorry.
You're confusing the Smog with the Bahag.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
Put out a nice Bahag some 20 years ago. But in Rad, they didn't have that. They didn't dance with the Bahag. They just danced with the Smog.
Got it.
But then there's the Smog. Saving Mrs. Cotton. And he has a different sheet there. He says, it depends, where did the ice cream drip? Because if you have a cholent, so it's not necessarily full the whole. You know, I told you, Rebbetzin Schwab, and I used to eat by Rebbetzin Schwab, so she had this watery cholent. They have a name for it. If you ask the Yekis, they'll tell you the exact name. You know the name?
Bonensuppen.
What?
Bonensuppen.
Bonensuppen? Okay.
Bonen from bones. Bone soup.
Okay.
Bone soup.
Bone soup. Okay. So it depends where. So say it was 3/4 filled. So the top quarter didn't have any rotive, right? And the bottom 3/4 had rotive on it. So the smock says it depends where the whatchamacallit fell. Where did the tipas fall? Did it fall keneged harekan in the top quarter, or did it fall keneged ha-basar in the bottom 3/4? So it says like this: if it falls keneged the rotave, so then the milk is going to spread around the pot. And it's going to be in this bottle. Not like what the smog said. The smog says it won't be in this bottle. It's going to fakir. The smog holds that it's going to make the whole thing basar mecholef. Smog says no. If it'll spread around, it'll become bottle. So mamshach, if it spreads around, it becomes bottle. If it doesn't spread around, it's going to go straight into the pot. It's going to permeate into the pot and be bottled in the meat. So either it'll be bottled in the, if it spreads around, manshach. If it spreads around, if it falls connected, the rotave, so it's either going to spread around the pot to become bottled or penetrate the pot and be bottled in the meat. But if it falls on the top part, connected harekam, so then there's much less spreading. So maybe it's not going to spread totally. So you have to be cautious that it only went into 59 units, but not shishim. And then there's going to be 59 units of issa. So if it falls keneged harekam, so what do? See, if it falls keneged harotev, then it's going to either spread and become bottle or penetrate and become bottle. But if it falls keneged harekam, so then you have to be choshish that it's not enough spreading ability because there's no rotev over there. Then it, worst case scenario, it'll spread up to 59 and not 60. Once it spreads to 60, it's bottle. But if it spreads up to 59, it's going to answer those 59 units. And now what's going to be with the cholent? So then he says, well, you have to wait. Till the pot cools off before pouring out the cholent. Where you can put a hole in the bottom of the cholent to come, because we're afraid that the top of the pot now is basar mecholef. So you're going to pour the cholent down. It's going to go over the basar mecholef and become basar. So you wait till it cools down. Or you put, if you're in such a rush, it's not necessarily a shop. You puncture a hole at the bottom and then the food will go out via the hole in the bottom. So that was the smock. So the smock says, again, that you have to be cautious that it asks the whole thing. The smock says, depends where, can I get the vehicle, can I get the this? Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll talk more about this, the different sheetness, about this. Okay, but we finished the, and then after this thing, there's another you know, kaf cholevis, and then not barnat. We're almost on the, you know, almost finished with the sukkahs there, for you know. So tomorrow we'll take a look again. I just want to give you a preview of packet 17 about Kippur's Kol Shenoflo L'Kedei Rabbi Bachutz. But the Efshel Sochta we finished today. Okay, Rabbi, it's a pleasure. Thank you all to come. July 4th, not everyone. We're having the other shiur. In 5 minutes, I'm going to start giving the shiur Beinah Mitzarim. But the others, we're going to shut off and we'll turn back on the Beinah Mitzarim app. And we'll go from there.